How's everybody doing? Kind of fill you in a little bit on our week of what's ahead. So basically what we're using this week is a time for us to go through some of our preparation as far as time goes for the players so they can learn the routine of how we'll go about our business, starting all the way from the day after the game, the day off, and then now as we're getting into the portion of the week. The preparation in terms of the opponent doesn't change as much, but it is important for us as our routine as players and coaches to get that part down so we can go through that for this week. So with that, I'll open it up to some questions regarding the week and the game.
Coaches, Rich Grossman here for physical or working out?
Both. Yep. So he's going to do a physical this morning and then work out this afternoon.
That's a pending roster move, or y'all still evaluating?
Well, I think just like at every position, we're happy with the two guys we have, but when there's a time to come and work out somebody and see where he's at or see where the player's at or how we can help improve, we're going to look at that every chance we get. And so we wouldn't look too much into that other than that that's another opportunity for us to do that.
Well, if you were really happy with the two guys you had, would you be bringing them?
I think so. Yeah. If we were, if there's a way to say, okay, can we still compete and battle for it to improve in a little way, then we'll still try to do that. I think it's at all the spots, whether it be, any of them.
Question about Maddie. How much did you know about him before you came here? I don't know. Because they played Seattle, once when you were DC?
Yeah, not a lot. Yeah, only once as the defense coordinator. So here's what I knew. You know who the good guys are around the league, and especially at quarterback, the guys who just challenge and get rid of the ball, know where to go with it. And so going against them, okay, you got your work cut out for you. And I guess the thing that I didn't have the appreciation for from afar was the toughness and the competitor. And I think being around him, for the whole time that we've been together here, which you guys have all known that from being around him, where I didn't have that same appreciation. Like, man, is this guy a tough competitor and just won't back down and likes to challenge and likes to keep pressing and finding new ways to do that. So that's probably the thing that I didn't know the most about him that I probably respect the most, but I didn't know that coming in.
How much time should it take for a better quarterback to absorb a new offense?
I would say it probably takes a full off season, to kind of go through it. And I'm sure there's, with each offense, there's nuances. Okay, that's just similar to what we had before. Or that's a big difference. So I think for a guy like Matt, who's been around, different systems, different ball, he can conceptualize really quickly. So I would think that learning curve would be faster for the veteran player than it would be for, the new player coming out of a college system. Okay, this is my first professional one. So my thought would be the off season and at some point in the camp, a guy would turn to you and say, okay, after I've been through this install a few times, this click's happened. It takes a lot of work for those guys at that position for sure, and I know how much detail goes into it. So, but that's my thought, about half a year, I think.
Stay on the same subject as Matt. Sure. One thing I noticed last week in practice, forgot maybe it was Thursday, Devin, they had kind of a miscommunication on a route, and Matt pulled him aside, had a long talk with him,
right.
Not heated or anything like that, but just to talk. And went out in the game, and Devin ran a great route down at the goal line and stuff like that. What about that kind of leadership and being able to pull guys aside to show them?
I totally agree, Vaughn. And I think it's that connection, like when teammates get real close, you can, hey, man, this is how I'm thinking. And it's like, okay, I understand what you're saying. And if you can run it this way, here's where, a quarterback can say, here's where the read's going for me, so here's exactly where we need you. And then for those two guys, or for Matt and the receivers, that closest, that connection, like, I got you. Like, that's where you need me to be. That's where I'm going to be. And Matt has that kind of respect because we all see the amount of time that he puts into it. And I think as a teammate, you get a lot of regard and respect for those guys. Say, look how hard this guy is going for it in terms of preparation, the energy he brings, the detail that he goes with it. So that respect goes both ways from the quarterback to the receivers or any other player and then back to him as well.
In the games, have you noticed a vocal side or just a, hey, I'm going to do it the way that – to show the example.
Yeah, I haven't seen the vocal side, as much, but I have seen, when a guy is locked in and they have that look about them, like, I'm ready to rock, and Matt has that. And, sometimes you can tell a lot by looking at a player, before a game, and they have that feeling like, yeah, I'm ready to go. I've got this confidence. I've prepared well. I'm ready to go let it rip. And more than anything, you sense that from him, just from being around him in pregame. And it's honestly one of the things I love about him. I turn around and walk away and smile when I know that look is there.
Coach, how are the late-round rookies doing, Jared, King, and Jake?
Yeah, it's funny you bring that up in terms of the late-round guys and the free agents. It was one of the topics that I talked to our team about today. And it's one of the things I love about our league that maybe doesn't all the way happen in the NBA. It's the late picks, the free agents, the guys, the Schraders, the Warlows, the Antone Smiths, Harris, like guys who may have come in as undrafted players. And in our league, those guys who are the relentless competitors, there's a place for you. And so that was the message I wanted to get out to some of those guys who are right in that spot. Like, I want to go for this. The examples are all over the league for us. And when we, you know, cover the league as we do, we know the guys who are undrafted or the late pick, and like, why did that guy make it? You know, and how did that happen? And it's that relentless competitor. And so, like, that part of our league, I think, is one of the coolest things, because there's a spot for it if you're willing to go for it.
How familiar are you with Grossman? I know him and Kyle have been in a couple of different spots together.
Yeah, for me, not. So I want to come in and see the workout today. I've coached against him, but don't have much experience past that.
Some updates on Sunday about injuries. Do you have any updates on Smith and
Trufant? With Smith, still he's at walkthrough today, but I don't anticipate him being back unless he makes a good recovery over the next 2 or 3 days. I'd love for him to get back into the practice, and then if he gets closer to the game, then we can make that decision, but not yet with him. And then with True, we expect him to start participating some in the practice this week, as ready for the game yet. I'm not sure. We'll kind of go through the practice, but both those guys are closer. Our running backs are certainly closer and doing some participation today as well.
Any updates on Coleman and Freeman?
Yeah, just the fact that they're at least back into the mix today of practice, and we'll kind of take it day by day from there. But they're back and getting closer.
And how important is it not to push those guys with some of the little nagging injuries in
preseason? Sure. I think it's really important to, you know, gauge, and I'm learning the guys as well. And so sometimes where they're at, you know, like some number of the guys did a rehab run today as part of their, you know, treatment and recovery to get ready. And so I'm actually see how that went and say, okay, are they ready for the next step? So it kind of goes in processes, and I definitely want them at their best. And I know they're working hard at it. The strength's coming back for the guys who had the hamstring injuries. But if they're not quite all the way there with that injury, then I think it's best to let's wait till they are. Some of these guys are so explosive that it's a big difference, you know, for maybe a guy who's playing a position that he's not opening up and exploding out. But for these guys, the way they run, the way they explode, it's a real factor.
Where's Hageman at in the concussion protocol?
Well, he's cleared to go back to practice today. We're not going to do contact with him today, but we anticipate if things go well today, then he'll be back fully cleared. So he's nailed each step of the way. And so today's kind of the final test of practice without contact.
I'm not sure if you want to admit this on an open line or not, but as a defensive coordinator, when you were watching that, did you see any flaws or ways he was tipping anything or any weakness in his game that when you came here you decided
to talk to him about? No, there wasn't anything that stood out. I certainly would have, right? If I had found one thing, hey, dude, when you do this, right? You know, we're together now, so I definitely would have. I'll have to go back and maybe watch one of those games, see if I can find anything. But honestly, I couldn't have been more pleased in terms of the attitude and the effort of him just, you know, trying to have the best offseason he could. But yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, I would totally give that information up, you know, first day.
As a defensive-minded coach, when you watch the play like Terrell Suggs, and what do you teach your guys on those zone reads and that hard, you know, did the quarterback keep it, not? And what do you tell Matt and the same on the offensive side?
Yeah, I didn't see that play yet with Suggs, so I certainly need to. But I'm familiar with the rule for sure. And for those of us, you know, who've, you know, coached against zone read, and when the quarterback is, you know, not a passer and doesn't have the same protection that he does, I think the guidelines are pretty clear. And so when it came out, you know, for them not as a foul, I didn't see the play yet, but I'm pretty sure it was, you know, by the guidelines as it went.
What was the report you got from Roddy, and what kind of timetable is he on now?
He'll be back here with us tomorrow, and so the timetable, you know, is pretty open-ended, but I would think sooner rather than later, and we'll take it, you know, 7 to 10 days somewhere in that neighborhood to be back and going. So he's doing fine. It was his first surgery, believe it or not, and for all the years of playing. And, you know, what a tough warrior guy. So we gave him a little stuff for, you know, a little nervous going through his first surgery for a tough guy like he is. But we anticipate him being back shortly.
Anything else, guys?
Coach.
Yes.
What did you think about how it seemed like the defensive front really executed the stunts, the games, pretty effectively? You did a couple and stuff like that.
Right.
What goes into that, and a young guy like Beasley getting used to doing that with a veteran? Talk a little bit about that.
Sure. I think that chemistry that can kind of go along when guys play alongside each other, and as it builds, now's the time to start building that. And what a great asset for Vic to have a guy like Adrian who's played a lot of football and can communicate and have maybe some alerts that Vic may not know yet that are about to happen. And so kind of that trust of a teammate next to you, man, talk about respect. And so that chemistry is really coming along. I definitely feel the juice from both the guys in terms of their initial quickness, beating a guy to the punch. And then as far as the pass rush techniques going, I think we're working hard at that, you know, not just with those two, but with Sko and Brooks and Croy and Babineau, Grady. There's a number of guys that we're trying to just see how hard we can play as rushers. And so I think it's about 8 or 9 guys that I'm counting on in that role.
And I know you probably studied that a lot over the years.
Sure.
Who would you say, like, ran that the most effectively of anybody you've ever seen?
That stunt? Sure.
Like, who were the best?
I'd say probably there was a time, I would think, with Mathis and Freeney during their time at Indy. Those are some of the guys. I mean, just the speed and quickness that those guys jumped off the ball, and they had that good quickness. So when the stunts happened, the offensive line was still worried about just the quickness, and then all of a sudden they started mixing it up. So I think when they were playing ahead some and they were able to really get rolling, they were, you know, those two guys, although we were playing opposite, the guys inside as well, they were a handful.
And one last question. Sure. Related to the line. Maybe I'm incorrect about this, but I didn't see Grady Jarrett line up at right defensive end before too much and stuff like that. How did he fare there? How do you?
Yeah, the right tackle. Yep. Yeah. Not too much at end. So more of it was at the inside spot. And so we wanted to get him some work against the first unit. And so we're going to do that again. And we like where Grady's at. And now we're going to kind of keep forcing him. Like when a guy's telling us, okay, I can handle that, I'm ready for a little more, he's done that. So we're anxious to get him back into the mix and see where he can go from here.
For Miami this week? Or what's your...
You know what? There'll be parts of it for sure that are, but it's not going to be over the top in terms of what we're going to do. We still want to just play as good and solid fundamentally as we can. So for us right now, the total focus is going to be on our execution. You know, we have certain plays in, both offensively and defensively for them, absolutely, but it's still going to come down to us, you know, executing that. When we play our fastest, when we know our assignment's the best, tackling the turnovers, you know, we really want to play our style. But yeah, there'll be a small facet of that.
Talk about your depth at receiver and how you feel you're equipped to handle if this is a situation like this week that happens during the season.
Yeah, it's honestly one of the deepest positions on our team. And so for the guys, you know, next man up, literally, there's some really proven players at receiver. And from Devin to Hank to Nick Williams and Hardy's coming through. So just to name a few, those guys are getting their turns and they're getting their chemistry down together. So yeah, I'm totally confident in those guys, you know, ready to step up and take on the challenge.